Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A large explosion took place hours ago at the ExxonMobil refinery in Baytown, Texas, after what local sheriff's deputies called a major industrial accident. At least four people were injured, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Baytown is located east of Houston, Texas. The Exxon refinery was built in the 1920s and is the company's largest oil refinery in the United States. The Supreme Court announced it will hold oral arguments on January 7th to consider legal challenges to President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates. CDC Director Dr. Walensky explains why COVID testing kits are in short supply.
The administration is doing a lot with regard to testing, and we recognize we have more work to do. So that, of course, includes a $3 billion investment in rapid tests.
Unfortunately, the kits won't be available till well after the holidays. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The president has paused student loan payments once again.
President Biden has extended the pause on student loan payments another 90 days to May 1st. The pause had been scheduled to expire at the end of January, and what the administration had said was the last extension it was going to offer. But the rise of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 led some Democratic lawmakers to ask for another extension. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
China is redoubling efforts to control new virus outbreaks with a lockdown of 13 million residents of the northern city of Xi'an following a spike in coronavirus cases. The measure comes just weeks before the country hosts the Winter Olympics in Beijing, roughly 625 miles to the northeast. There was no word on whether the virus was the newly surging Omicron or the far more common Delta. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Adults who identify as Christians are down 12% in America. Pastor Robert Jeffress weighs in on Fox News.
Look, I think you can attribute a number of things to causing this, the secularization of our country, the failure of parents to pass on their faith to their children. But I really do think the pandemic has played a role in this. We've been disconnected from one another, other Christians disconnected from our churches, and that takes a toll on people's spiritual health. You know, Christianity wasn't designed to be practiced in isolation. It's a team sport. Hebrews chapter 10 in the New Testament says we need the encouragement that comes from one another. And so I would encourage Christians right now who may have been disconnected from their church to use Christmas as a time to reconnect with their houses of worship. We really do need the encouragement that comes from other Christians.
55 passengers aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise ship that departed Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Saturday have since tested positive for COVID-19. Due to the infections, the Odyssey of the Seas, which is carrying nearly 5,200 people, will now bypass planned stops on its 8-day journey. People aboard with positive cases are experiencing either mild symptoms or none at all. They and their close contacts have gone into quarantine. 95% of those on the ship are fully vaccinated. Thanks for listening, and a Merry Christmas to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and I've been looking forward to this conversation with two doctors, one I'm especially close to, and one I'm getting to know more and more, who's been on with us before. First one, Dr. George Fareed, a family medicine doctor in Brawley, California, affiliated with multiple hospitals in the area, including many local hospitals that I mentioned. And he received his medical degree from Harvard Medical School. He's been in practice for more than 50 years. Dr. Richard Figueroa also joins us, a graduate of UCLA Medical Center, board certified in family practice and ER medicine for 25 years. He is the owner-operator of the Ventura County Occupational and Urgent Care Center, treating local community and county hospital employees for COVID-19 illnesses. As I was explaining to the doctors before we came on, is what we wanted to do was to present and give you some history and background. I mean, these are two doctors that are right on the ground floor level dealing with patients. And this isn't something that's probably, to be honest with you, Dr. Fareed and Dr. Figueroa, if Twitter was listening in, they'd probably cancel us. They wouldn't allow us to have this open and honest conversation, right?
I would say that they're more open than they actually, as time has gone by, unfortunately, I haven't been censored from Twitter yet. I've been on Twitter, but you're right. One has to try to toe the party line when we're in the public, and yet you have to be honest and give the facts so that people know the truth and aren't afraid.
Right. Well, the WHO has intervened and blocked some of the conversation. Facebook has been known to regularly block. But Dr. Figueroa, I believe you would agree with that as well, what Dr. Fareed just shared in terms of pursuing the truth when it comes to dealing with this pandemic.
Yes, indeed. The biggest frustration that I've had with living the pandemic and treating patients during the pandemic is that there's been so much sensationalization over the COVID-19 that people are just running scared. They remind me of the Chicken Little, where he thought the sky was falling, and he couldn't make sense of what to do other than to warn other people, because he just was consumed by the information that he was being fed from the sky. And I think if we take a step back and we look at the numbers, and we have had 2 years of looking at COVID now, we can take a mature look at what we've done and what we've tried to do, and find out, indeed, you know, what we really need to do in the future to, one, protect ourselves and our community, and take credit for the progress that we've made and our understanding of COVID and how we deal with it. And none knows better than Dr. Fareed, who was a pioneer in terms of doing things to help prevent the catastrophic hospitalizations and deaths by using medications that we've had commonly available to us, but have been told in the past that they didn't work. Well, time will tell. Truth is being known. And so at this point, I'd like to see the community calm down and we can start acting as though we're a part of the human race, and that we can recognize that there's still 99.9% of us that are alive after the onset of COVID.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Farid, what Dr. Figueroa is pointing to is that, you know, the traditional way of relating to our doctors, patient-doctor relationship, this has to be problematic for you as a doctor who, you know, you meet with your inpatients and you have a certain way of talking with them. I mean, yes, when they understand that illness is that they're dealing with an illness, that there would be some fear that would come in, but it's only to a certain level, and maybe it's rational. If I can say it's rational, is that fair? Not like it is right now, because it's almost like, you know, like Dr. Figueroa is referring, it's like we've lost our minds in this process.
It's well stated, both of you, actually. I think that there's been a suppression of the truth from the very beginning for the development of these vaccines, primarily, and it, regardless of that, from the very beginning there was a treatment, and that's the whole principle of treating viral infections is to treat them early, like we had learned over the years with HIV and hepatitis C and other viral illnesses, that you treat to stop the multiplication and to prevent the destruction or damage from the consequences of the viral process progressing. And so people need to know that there were treatments. Our agency should have by now recognized those that we've been using, my colleague Dr. Brian Tyson and I, particularly in the Imperial Valley and others around the world and around the United States, that that's quite well tolerated and safe, and eliminates the damages, as Rich said, that can happen if there isn't intervention taken. We've had more treatments come up that, including the monoclonal antibodies since the beginning of this year, that are very beneficial. And then there are some approved products that are in the pipeline that the FDA will give approval for, emergency use authorization in the near future from Pfizer and Merck. But well before that, from the very beginning, we had a great product that they should tell people about. And doctors should know that they should have been using it, hydroxychloroquine.
Exactly.
In a cocktail, in a multi-faceted, multi-drug sequence therapy with ivermectin, with fluvoxamine, other agents that are repurposed that inhibit the viral replication. And that's what I spend a lot of my days doing is, in addition to seeing patients, I'm getting contacted. My cell phone seems to become gone viral, and I get texted to prescribe for people that are acutely ill with COVID. Unfortunately, their local doctors are not aware of or going along with what's shown now through exceptional, extensive studies in the observational field and nationwide about the efficacy of what we already have and what you talked about, Bill, also repurposed.
I'm sorry, George, didn't mean to interrupt you.
But not at all.
I am quite to the contrary in terms of what sort of stifling we've had as physicians comes the more recent times now, where information is getting out that the medications that Dr. Fried has been using, and along with other physicians in not just this country but in other countries that have been effective, have been becoming increasingly hard to come by, not just because supply seems to be diminishing. When the time of need would have you increase the production of medications that have been in our hands in the past 50 years. But contrary to that, I for the first time have had calls, one from pharmacists telling me that if I'm treating COVID with these medications, that they're not going to fill the prescription. And how we got to this point is just beyond me. I've never in the 45 or so years of being in medical school and then in practice had a pharmacist tell me what I could use to treat a particular infection.
Stay with us. We've got more from both doctors right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
We're back with you, Dr. George Farid, Dr. Richard Figueroa. Continue with us. We're laying out information about COVID. Aside from the political pressure, these are two frontline doctors who are right there dealing with patients. They've been there, you know, from day one, years of experience. Dr. Farid, over 50. Dr. Figueroa, probably 40 plus years of experience and doing a lot of work, especially as it relates to COVID and some of these other alternative medicines that have been with us, as Dr. Figueroa was just talking about just a moment ago, you know, for 50 years. But suddenly, you know, that wants to be ignored. And of course, when we hear that in the public, we think, okay, what's up here? You know, what are they trying to do with us? And of course, this adds to the hesitancy. It has adds to the confusion that everyday patients are dealing with, everyday citizens who are looking to, you know, certainly their own personal doctors to give them the right advice. And as Dr. Fried said, there's some doctors that really don't know, sadly, but they should know because of this pandemic and how important it is and how much the patients are looking for this information. And so our goal here is to advance the knowledge and the conversation in an open forum, that goes without, you know, being canceled. And it's up for you to decide and say, okay, what part of this makes sense and what, and how vigilant you should be, because when it comes down to it, we are our best advocates as patients. And it is important to have a doctor who is on your side. And this is what's been happening ever since Obamacare. If I can get just slightly political here, and I don't mean to do this, but I mean, we got to understand how we got here. And the whole doctor-patient privilege has been put in a cattywampus position here. And COVID has added to this, which I think, you know, we've got some adjustments to make in order to get this back into some sort of normal efficacy and relationship. Because as Dr. Figueroa is saying, I mean, here he is. He's getting canceled by pharmacists. Are you kidding me? I mean, I've never heard of this. Go ahead, Dick, and finish up with your story.
Well, the use of these medications, as the studies by George Fried and others has been becoming known more and more to physicians who, like myself, previously were told, listen, nothing works, so do nothing but try and keep your patients out of the emergency room because they only have a capacity at any one time to take on 20% or so more patients because they're full. They're typically, and people understand that you wait 3 hours, 5 hours to get into an ER. So they're limited in their capacity to take care of people. So we were advised by the top down CDC to try and prevent the rush to the hospitals. And some of it makes sense. But the reality is that on the ground floor, when you have a patient who is coughing and who is having trouble breathing and who is fatigued and can't hardly get himself out of the car to get into the office, you don't want to say to him, and it's crushing for a physician to say, you know what, we don't have any thing that we can offer. Essentially, you have to wait and see if you get bad enough to be hospitalized.
Wow.
And the result is you're going to be much closer to a ventilator than you had needed to be. But in the end, we're finding out now that we can use medications, and we need to be given the liberty to try them on our patients. If we find that they don't work, then we'll stop them. And we don't mean to treat people for month after month or week after week. Early intervention by Dr. Fried really involves a lesson or equal to a week supply of medications to try and curb the replication, viral replication, and prevent the terrible outcomes that we have come too well to know.
Well, Dr. Fried, let me ask you about vaccines. You know, we had Operation Warp Speed. Really, nothing like in history before. We were able to move in an emergency way and authorize three vaccines. And it's as if the government and CDC et al. Put so much faith and confidence in the vaccines that did they oversell it? I guess I should say, and stepping over some practical things, because we learned early on. I mean, I'm here in Florida, and we had an experience with a patient who was told by his doctor, say goodbye to your family members. You know, call them up because there's nothing we can do for you. All your vitals are going down. your life expectancy is now in minutes. And then the doctors came back and said, look, we can do a possible Hail Mary here. How about hydroxychloroquine? We know about it. It's a risk. And he goes, well, hey, what do I got to lose? I mean, you just gave me a death sentence. And within hours after getting the treatment of hydroxychloroquine, he came back to life. I mean, and he called his family. He says, hey, I'm doing great. I'm not dying after all. I mean, you can imagine. So we had testimonials like that. And then also two doctors, very celebrated out of Bakersfield, California, talked about their experience with hydroxychloroquine. They got almost instantaneously canceled and cut off because, the powers to be didn't want hydroxychloroquine to be entered into the conversation. And of course, Donald Trump happened to mention that it as a possibility based on this anecdotal reporting. And then he himself, when he had contracted COVID, took hydroxychloroquine. But the media et al. Cast that aside because everybody had been 100% committed to the vaccines.
No, well, that's a situation where there was a sinister entity, an element that was, a number of elements, I presume, that were backing this mass vaccination approach with this new technologies. And they had started this well before the pandemic. There's a lot of information that actually Robert F. Kennedy Jr. documents in his great book on real Anthony Fauci. But regardless, what was done was to undermine a favorable looking treatment that was safe, that was already being shown to be beneficial in France before the pandemic hit the United States by Dr. Raoul with hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. And then subsequently when it hit hard in northern upper state New York by Zelenko innovating with adding zinc along with HCQ and azithromycin. And then as the work went forward with people like myself and others on the front lines using HCQ as a treatment, which you never, as Rich was saying, when a patient comes in and is suffering, you want to give them something that may help them. And what we were finding, everyone was benefiting with our regimen. And so let me just make one statement, though. There has been and it's continued, unfortunately, this effort to prevent early treatment, that the agency should a year ago or more have said to the medical population and the medical practitioners, use these repurposed drugs that others are finding in observational studies to be beneficial and safe, and don't deter patients from getting an early treatment. And so it's still... what happened was there was falsification of data to stigmatize an early treatment with HCQ that had to be retracted. And there was a commitment by agencies to push this vaccine approach, which if it had yielded vaccines that blocked the infection, that protected individuals like those on the front line, like myself and Rich, that would have been great. We might have seen the end of the pandemic. But there's a scientific principle established in the early 2000s that never vaccinate into a pandemic with a leaky vaccine that doesn't sterilize or protect.
Mm.
And so what these have done is generated breakthrough. As we all are well aware, they don't protect, and they lead to variants, of course, and perpetuation of the pandemic. But there has to be an investigation done eventually of why and who was backing all of this that has led to mass casualties and collateral damage. They're collateral damages. They accept it, but for Rich and myself, it's mass casualties.
Got to go to break. We've got more from the doctors after this. Stay with us.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A large explosion took place hours ago at the ExxonMobil refinery in Baytown, Texas, after what local sheriff's deputies called a major industrial accident. At least four people were injured, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Baytown is located east of Houston, Texas. The Exxon refinery was built in the 1920s and is the company's largest oil refinery in the United States. The Supreme Court announced it will hold oral arguments on January 7th to consider legal challenges to President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates. CDC Director Dr. Walensky explains why COVID testing kits are in short supply.
The administration is doing a lot with regard to testing, and we recognize we have more work to do. So that, of course, includes a $3 billion investment in rapid tests.
Unfortunately, the kits won't be available till well after the holidays. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Dr. George Fareed and Dr. Richard Figueroa, having a frank conversation about COVID-19, how we got here, how, you know, we have been scared out of our wits and have suspended reason and like I said, common sense as well in dealing with this pandemic. And after all that's said and done, I mean, we're still arguing whether or not we should wear a mask or not wear a mask. Dr. Figueroa, speaking of which, I mean, you know, what do you say about these mask mandates?
Well, I think that that the antisocial aspects of the masks that are being required right now are hard enough for those adults who have either had COVID or have had vaccination or have gone the extra step to not go out when they are sick and not go to work. Indeed, if you have URI symptoms these days, should have been enough for us to cautiously go about our business, and it hasn't really happened. You're forced into a situation where you're not able to go to school as a youngster. You're not able to go into a store if you forget a mask, and the animosity that has arisen as a result of misinformation with regards to the risks that people have in them thinking like Chicken Little that everybody is going to die has really created an awful lot of tension amongst our citizens and our fellow Americans. And I think that's the shame, and that's the path that we took. But we need to back off, I believe, at this point, and become social beings once again with some precautions. And I mean, we had a situation where we found out that the virus was affecting different age groups and different severities, and every age group reality was inflated by the hysteria that was brought on by mass media, and because they didn't get it from their local doctors. But at the same time, if you look at our situation a year and a half, 2 years ago actually now, with COVID, 70% of the people who were dying were over the age of 65 or 70, depending on which study you're looking at. Well, 70% of the old folks may not have had to die had we done something earlier with them. But the fact that they were dying at a different rate of COVID, and I don't mean that they were dying at 75% infection was associated death, but if we looked at these 70-year-olds, even CDC has come to understand that, oh, well, there was maybe a 3% chance of dying if you were 70 years old and you didn't have a lot of comorbidities. Well, in fact, if you weren't 70 years old and maybe you were middle-aged, they were even wise enough, and data from our local counties and states have upheld the fact that you are going to have more chance of dying on the freeway from an auto accident if you're, I can't remember if it was 50 or 55 years old or younger, your risk for getting on the freeway and dying were greater than your risk of dying from COVID. So with that, we've had in the first year of COVID, 10% of our U.S. citizens, our fellow Americans, infected with COVID. And of that 10%, when you think about the 90% that haven't been impacted in terms of their health, but psychologically they have, you have to start weighing out the differences here. But within that 10% of people who became infected, now, CDC has put out information saying that, well, really, your chances of dying from COVID with an infection were somewhere around 1 to 1.5%. Mm-hmm. So that's all ages to be being considered here, because frankly, we knew a year ago, and CDC had conducted a study that went from actually March of 2020 all the way to August of 2020. So we knew these things at that time. We knew that the older folks were dying at a different rate, and we knew that the youngsters were actually very much protected from the fatal and the serious effects of COVID. So we knew that then. When they did their 5-month study involving 14 states and under the auspices of COVID-net through CDC, they told us at the end of that 5-month period, March through August of 2020, that, look, we've had 550 or so hospitalizations from kids with COVID. Well, that's a pretty scary number, but when you think in terms of the national scope of things, we have close to 80 million kids, and now you're talking about 500 hospitalizations. It's not such a scary thing anymore. It's something to be considered. It's something that we should deal with, but not to be frightened. Now, those 550 or so children who are hospitalized did very well. Almost zero deaths had occurred, and that's what they had reported. During that 5-month period in 2020, in the 14 states that had participated, including California, New York, and multiple others that I'd have to pull them out, they had 24 million kids in the study that they looked at for 5 months. The 24 million kids had a death rate of 1 out of the 24 million kids 18 and under in these 14 states. 1 kid in that 5-month period, the youngster happened to die in Los Angeles County. And we all heard about him and heard about him and heard about him. The poor kid had multiple comorbidities according to CDC in their report. Now, we knew that by August of 2020. You fast forward, and CDC runs the same survey amongst the same 14 states. We still have 24 million kids. They didn't all die. One did. And in that second study done from March to August of 2021, CDC tells us that they were still seven states at the end of August who had not had a single death, and that the death toll in those 14 states during that five-month period was zero for the kids under 18 years old. So we need to recognize that COVID has taken a very different path for our children while we still have time to think about what is best for them.
Right. Dr. Farid, these numbers that Rich has been citing here, along with the CDC numbers from, probably about 5-6 months ago, when they came out and said, and I think you referenced this earlier or implied this, that the actual number of people that died from COVID alone without comorbidities was less than 5% of the actual number. If you look at that and do the math, I mean, that's half of the number of people that were dying of the flu every year.
Well, it's still a significant number, and of the big number, like the 800,000 now, and of those that have succumbed in the United States since in the pandemic, is are predominantly people that were tipped over into this fatal respiratory failure, cardiac failure status or conditions because of COVID-19. And so if they only had COVID-19 as the cause of death, that it's a much smaller number, but everyone, the vast majority have the comorbidities, and the fact that they were prematurely, their lives were ended prematurely is very tragic. Mm-hmm. So that's what I look at, and I makes me really aghast at the actions of Fauci and the NIH and at CDC, FDA, that they let people suffer in this way, that we're vulnerable, and they're still doing it, actually. And we're still, people get vaccinated and they get the feeling that they're invulnerable, that they're going to be protected.
And I hope
Got to go to break. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week.
I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez back with you, and we're talking to Dr. George Fareed, family medicine doctor in Raleigh, California, affiliated with multiple hospitals in the area, received his medical degree from Harvard Medical School, has been in practice for more than 50 years. Dr. Richard Figueroa, a graduate of UCLA Medical School, board certified in family practice and ER medicine for 25 years. He's the owner-operator of the Ventura County Occupational and Urgent Care Center, treating local community and county hospital employees for COVID-19 illnesses. Rich, I want you to pick it up from there. Didn't mean to cut you off, but, you know, we got to do breaks when we got to do breaks.
That's okay. Yeah, I just I want to make it clear that when I gave those drastic reductions in mortality, I was talking specifically about about CDC's report on children 18 years and younger. And so I think that we should look at this population with a great deal of hope and expectation, because we know now in 2 years that their hospitalization rate and their death rate is so minimal. In fact, the second year when they did their study of that same 14 states and 24 million children under the age of 18, there was only 250 or so hospitalizations for the same population of kids. So we've made some progress here, and the kids, I think, are faring very well. And we need to stop thinking that our children are going to die. In fact, I believe that they, because they are not dying, because they're not being hospitalized in any significant numbers, that they're probably much better off in terms of having had the disease with the more robust immune system that can be expected to not just be affected by a spike protein, but the total virus itself that probably has hundreds of, not more, proteins that our body would be able to recognize with the natural infection. So I don't know, want to experiment on the old folks that way, but for the young folks, I think that we need to not worry so much about the impacts of COVID with respect to them.
Well, Dr. Fareed, let me ask Dr. Fareed, what about natural immunity here? You know, very little is being said, if anything at all, from the CDC and the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Well, the natural immunity is the best immunity there is. We know that in people who contracted SARS-1 or in 2001, 19 years later, they're still immune to that. The immunity is durable and probably lifelong, and it's robust. And as Rich was saying, it's not limited to just the sequences of the original primary variant spike protein. It's active recognizing all aspects of the virus, and it's a type of immunity that shouldn't require any boosting by vaccination, and in fact that can be dangerous in some individuals where they re-experience COVID-19 infection symptoms, and they have actually somewhat of a crippling of their immune response by vaccination with these mRNA or viral vector mediated vaccines. So natural immunity is the best immunity, and it was approaching that for herd immunity in the beginning of the year, and then the mass vaccination program began and basically led to where we are now, with a lot of breakthroughs and variants being formed because the vaccines don't protect from the infection. They may alleviate symptoms if you contract the infection, but they don't do what they should be doing in a pandemic. And certainly children should not get vaccinated with these agents because there's not enough known about them. And children, as Rich was saying, don't have sequelae or serious consequences from COVID-19. They really are relatively asymptomatic and clear the infection and develop this natural immunity as they do to other viral infections in a very good way.
When you say children, what ages are we talking about?
From my perspective, anyone under 30, but okay. For children, it's definitely those under in the teens and below.
Yes. Okay. Rich, you know, the presentation by the CDC and Dr. Fauci and others regarding if they say anything about natural immunity, they say, well, it might be good for about maybe 4 months, 5 months. But from what I'm hearing from Dr. Farid, that's not necessarily the case because, you know, for me personally, because you've been monitoring my situation, and, I contracted COVID back in March, and, my last report that we ran tests on showed my immunity still very robust.
And that's correct. It is. And I would expect it to be. And so would Dr. Farid, having had the natural infection of COVID. When I was talking about what CDC had been reporting with regards to our own country here, what we knew back in 2020, what we was reiterated again in 2021, they had a study by Lancet, and Lancet is probably one of the most respected journals worldwide, I would say. There was no students that I have known from any medical school who wasn't introduced through their medical school to this journal called The Lancet. The Lancet took it upon themselves to look at seven different countries, I believe they started in May of 2021, and they look back from the beginning, which would be somewhere around January of 2020, and looking forward, and the outcomes with regards to death and hospitalizations for children was very similar. Mm-hmm. These countries that participated was United Kingdom, Italy, Germany, Spain, France, and South Korea. South Korea, at the end of the 2 years, had the best outcomes for when we're looking at the 18 and under year old group. They had zero deaths in their country. Other countries, the other six countries, were similar to the United States in that the numbers were extremely, extremely low, and we're talking about them being somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe a half a child for every 100,000 infections would maybe succumb to the COVID infection and die. It was refreshing for me to see that other countries were seeing similar events with regards to the outcomes of COVID, and that their children, no matter what part of the world you're in, do quite well, not just here, yeah. but as you would expect in other countries. Then the fact that they're reporting positive outcomes for the kids is just reassuring to me that we should be taking a different approach for them. And so that's my emphasis.
Right. Well, Dr. Fried, we got about 3 minutes left. I'm going to let you kind of summarize all this and offer your recommendations and clarity on where we are right now and going forward into this new year as we continue to battle this pandemic.
Well, that's great to have this discussion, Bill and Rich. And the summary that I would give is that the pandemic has been created by probably a genetically engineered virus, but regardless of that, it's a virus that has as its cause of morbidity a spike protein that triggers vascular inflammation and blood clotting, and it infects epithelial cells, and it's well known that it can be contained and stopped if one treats early in the first 3 to 5 days with agents that are well tolerated and safe. And we've had them since the beginning of the pandemic. We would employ vaccination later in a pandemic if you had a vaccine that blocked the infection, that didn't allow breakthrough infections. But the key is to understand that from the beginning, early treatment was the solution, and it still is now. And that we have agents that are hundreds of studies for these various repurposed agents that can be used in combination effectively and safely in a 5-day treatment program or up to 9 days if needed, and prevent the patients or individuals from still going to the hospital and developing severe consequences of the COVID-19 infection. The natural immunity that's increasing in numbers now worldwide is the best immunity and leads to herd immunity that also contains a pandemic. And we're entering into a situation where an endemic viral infection may exist with Omicron is not a very dangerous form of the COVID-19 like the Delta, fortunately. And it may be just a common coronaviral endemic infection that we need to contend with on a yearly basis.
We got to leave it there. Dr. Fareed, Dr. Figueroa, appreciate the time and the information. I trust that our listeners will have gained in knowledge and maybe some sense of peace over this, that all will be well. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Dr.
And Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
You got it. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow, and that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the